CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fired Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And Fired Up with CJ. Log on, firedupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
Believe. On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
And welcome back to Fired Up with CJ here on CBS Radio's The Sky, New Horizons, No Boundaries. Once again, check out the website, www.fireitupwithcj.com, as well as hit the Facebook page up. You can take a look at that at Fired Up with CJ. Now, CJ is talking with Dr. Kenneth Worthy today, an environmental scholar and author of Invisible Nature. He is here in on the phone with... I'm just losing my mind right now with CJ right now. I'm going to bring it back before I screw up anymore. I am just at the end
Mike,
of
did you have a, Mike, did you have a disconnected moment?
I did. You know what? I had a battle with a George Foreman grill that hit me in the head, and I lost. So it's a
oh my goodness.
It's a faulty shelving situation from a few days ago, but I think I'm fine now. So
yeah, George Foreman got his last punch in, hey?
Yeah,
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's quite all right, but I will throw it back to CJ as well as Dr. Kenneth Worthy.
Okay, so just as a recap, we talked about disassociation being one of the main problems, and that we're disassociated with nature. We talked about the thoughts, the ancient Greek thoughts that kind of lead for us to develop this thinking of us having no connection to nature and our minds being the most important thing. It's like mind over matter, right? We control nature and make everything happen. And then we're talking about alternative models. And so there's so much in this book of which we have literally just, I don't know, 1/100th of what's in the book. So, and as you said, you've been writing this book since 1999. So we've been percolating and marinating and all of this for the last, 13 years? Is that 13 years? I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, how have you seen your life change as a result of this? Now that you know the consequences, you understand why this is happening in our society, how have you personally changed?
Well, for a very long time, I've been concerned about the environmental crisis. That's why I quit my career, somewhat like you did, and then went into environmental studies, graduate school. But as I started to learn the problem of dissociation and being disconnected from the consequences of our everyday actions, I started to take it on myself to have a project of always trying to learn more about the consequences of my choices. And a lot of our choices in the modern world are consuming things, going and buying stuff in the store. And so one aspect of what I've been doing is to study those things and learn more about them, like we were talking about palm oil before, something that I learned more about recently. But another thing is kind of more of a kind of a personal approach to life that focuses on trying to be more cognizant of myself and how I'm being in the world and how my own life ripples out across the globe in a kind of a more general sense, in a more philosophical sense. So I'm kind of more contemplative about that. I think about it more. And I have to tell you that this is really liberating. We talked about earlier that, there's this way in which we've had our ethics taken away from us and we give it over to corporations and government agencies who are making a lot of the decisions for us, like corporations growing genetically modified organism food crops. And maybe that disagrees with my own ethics, and it does in my case. And I think it does for a lot of our listeners here today. And so the fact that that is out there and a problem for me is kind of partly remedied by me taking a more conscious approach to my life. In other words, sure, the corporations and government agencies and others have taken over some of my ethics and making a lot of decisions for me that I disagree with, but I'm getting back at them by learning what they're doing. And I'm getting back at them, and I'm recovering some of my own ethical position in the world by starting to study and learn about and be contemplative about how affect the world, and that's empowering.
Right. Yeah, well, you're free to make the choices that are congruent with the way that you view the world versus having someone else do that. That is extremely liberating. It's part of the whole personal growth process, right? There's a whole industry built around this because it is liberating to make choices on your own versus having some other entity, societal entities, whatever they may be. There's probably different ones for different people. So as I was reading through your book, I thought, well, okay, so it seems like if I'm put on my mind and ignore everything else about me, if I put on my thinking cap, seems like the solution to getting disassociated is to associate. So what is that, right? So what does it mean to associate? I mean, now, so part of it is that you're saying the things that you do is you become more conscious of your choice. You associate by thinking more clearly about the choices that you're making. So when you're buying margarine, what does that mean about the orangutan? I mean, that's one of the ways that you associate. What are some of the other ways that we can associate more with the environment?
Yeah, the things I was talking about are some of the first steps to learn how, you know, a particular product affects the world. And with palm oil, you know, a lot of people have learned how it's affecting the world. And we can do that with, you know, there are practical remedies to this. Besides just doing a lot of internet research, there are organizations like Good Guide, goodguide.com. You can go there and download an app, and then you can use it to scan the barcode of a product you're considering buying, or just typing in the name of the product, and it will give you information about the kind of health and environmental and social justice aspects and consequences of that product. So you're learning more about how that product affects the world, and that's a really good thing. And there are other ones in organizations like the Environmental Working Group, which help to do that, help to inform us. But in the long run, it's important to understand that we can't do everything as individuals. We have to come together as communities and reorganize our communities to be, first of all, to have stronger local communal connections, so we actually have neighborhood organizations and we can understand what's going on in our neighborhood and maybe take more control over the development and the maintenance of our neighborhood. And the other decisions that affect our neighborhood, we can start to become more controlled in the politics of our, involved in the politics of our community. And we can kind of, in the long run, develop a differently structured society. And this is over many generations, I think. Differently structured society, so that when you make a consumption choice, everything doesn't get kind of percolated to somewhere really distant that you don't know about. Like, you know, if you're buying a shirt or something, it won't necessarily be kind of spread out to Bangladesh to support a factory that's unsafe, etc. You can be more directly connected. And
unfortunately, I need to actually wrap up since we were running over. I'm so sorry. There's so much to discuss. We have Dr. Kenneth Worthy, author of the book Invisible Nature. Thank you so much for being here. Great information. Beautiful piece of work. Thank you, Mike, and I hope your head gets better. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Next week on Fired Up with CJ, we talk to sex therapist Lori Watson about her upcoming book, Wanting Sex Again. Have a great week, everybody.